Kof Zayin Sivan, Sunday the 14th of June, Rabbi Avraham Katz. Not for nothing, this week's Torah Away has been sponsored in honour of the Bar Mitzvah of Akiva Eliyahu Broder by his grandparents, family Mervyn Shire.
Very good morning, everybody. It's a very great pleasure to be here once again, to be able to give a shiur on a topic which is important, basic, and I hope will be understood well. In yesterday's Sedra, in Parashat Shlach Lecha, we read, Vatisa kol ha'ed, after the report of the Meraglim, after the negative report of the Meraglim, Vatisa kol ha'edo, vayitnu es koilam, they lifted up their voices, vayivaku ha'om balayla ahu, and they cried on that night. So that night, as we know, was the night of Tisha B'Av. So the Yalkut says, what does it mean, Vatisa kol ha'edo, vayitnu es koilam? How do we understand that? So the Yalkut explains that these Meraglim, each one went to their particular Shevet, and they went into their homes, and they sort of prostrated themselves on the ground, crying and sobbing. And people came to them, and they said, what's the matter, what's the problem? And they told them, they said, Oili aleichem bonai v'noisai v'chaloisai. What a shame, what a terrible shame of the tragedy that's about to happen to you. And they started crying, and their family started crying, and then the neighbors came and heard about it, and it spread like a poisonous contagion through the Klal Yisrael until everybody was boo-hooing all night. And that was the terrible catastrophe that happened on the night of Tisha B'Av. On that, the Gemara Tani says, Omar Rabbo, Omar Rabbi Yechanan, Oisai Halaylo, Leil Tisha B'Av Hoyo. That night was the night of Tisha B'Av. Omar Elohim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded and said, Atem b'chisem b'chiyah shel chinam. You are crying for nothing. Everything that you're doing, it's all for nothing. Va'ani kayivei alachem b'chiyah l'teiris. I will fix for you a crying for all generations, which will be for something. So that is, of course, as we know, was Tisha B'Av, that both Beis Abotei Mikdash were destroyed on Tisha B'Av, and therefore the cry would be for the purpose of Tisha B'Av, for perpetuity, or until the third Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt. The Shaila is, what's the Midah Keneged Midah? Just because they cried on that night, why is it that they had to cry? Why is it that Klal Yisrael had to cry because they cried? What's the Midah Keneged Midah? Cry, cry. But the fact is, that what were they crying for? And the fact that we're crying now, what is that measure for measure? So the answer is as follows. A suggested answer. Crying is a very, very powerful emotion indeed. When you cannot contain your emotions, then it becomes distilled into tears. Tears is distilled, powerful, concentrated emotion, both for good and both for bad. So they were crying for nothing. Why? Because they were crying. They should have been crying tears of joy. They should have been crying tears of anticipation and gladness. We're off to Eretz Yisrael, this beautiful, gorgeous land which is the object of our dreams. Instead, they were crying the very opposite, tears of sadness. So which is the opposite, a tragedy. You should be crying for happiness and you're crying for sadness, as if the greatest tragedy is about to befall you. So whenever you use something that should be used for good, for bad, you use it, you're using a powerful emotion or a powerful something and which could be used for good, and you use it for bad, then that is a tragedy. And when Klal Yisrael would do that, they would utilize something good for something negative, as we'll see, was the causes of the Churbanos, then that will bring about the same destruction and punishment like that original misuse of that powerful emotion did. So the Gemara tells us, Mikdash Rishon Mipnei Machorav, why was the first base of Mikdash destroyed? Mipnei Gimel Devarim Shoyu Boy. Avoid the Zorah Gilaroi Shlichas Domim. Mikdash Sheni, Shahayu Oiskim Baterva Mitzvahs, Ubi Gemilas Chasodim, the second base of Mikdash, where they seem to be doing everything right, Mibnei Machorav, Mibnei Shahayu Saboy Sinas Chinom, because it was causeless hatred. So let's have a look at each of those things. Avoid the Zorah is worshipping idols. So Avoid the Zorah means that there is in a human being a power to be devotion, to demonstrate devotion, to discipline himself to a higher ideal, to be idealistic, to have faith, to have discipline, to have self-sacrifice, to build big, large, imposing buildings, and all those things which no animal does, but human beings do, is there to serve Hashem. If you use that, all those midos, those spiritual attributes, for avodah zarah, instead of using it to be mekadesh Hashem Shemayim, instead of using it to serve Hashem, then that's an abuse of something powerful, and then it's going to be punishable. Gila Aroyas, everybody understands well that Gila Aroyas is based on the most powerful urge in a human being, the reproductive urge. And it's the basis of the continuity of life. Without that, nobody would wish to get married. And it builds families. And when you take that most powerful urge, which is the most kodeshtik urge, and which is the most vital for humanity, without which there would never be a second generation, a next generation, and you use that, and you abuse it for fun, for self-gratification, then it's like eating for the sake of eating, using it for diverse and perverse pleasures, then we can understand that the use of Gila Aroyas, instead of using it Latoy for Kiddushin, you use it for Tuma, that can bring powerful repercussions. And Shlichas Domim is also a very powerful urge of self-preservation, protection, protect your family, your country, bravery, courage, and you use that and you abuse that powerful urge or that powerful capability that we have to protect ourselves, to kill where you didn't need to kill, then it's a powerful attribute used for nothing with powerful negative consequences. And then you've got sinas chinam. So a yid, sino, is sino good or bad? And the answer is it can be good. I have Hashem sinu ra. We who love Hashem have got to hate bad. We've got to hate Amalek. Sheker sonesi. David HaMelech says, I hate lies. I hate falsehood. Hatred is a powerful emotion for good. When you take that powerful emotion of hatred, and the hatred that we should have for all the immorality, we should have this powerful antipathy to the society in which we live, when Her Majesty's government allows two males to get married with a ksuba, then we should have a hatred for that. It should be the most disgusting thing, and we just acquiesce. That's when we should use hatred. When we use hatred, this powerful emotion, against our fellow yid, against another yid, against our own family, against our rabbonim, we use hatred against the people we should be loving, then we can imagine that this has got a powerful repercussion. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I made a Beis HaMikdosh. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make a Beis HaMikdosh? The purpose was, think of 10. The world was created with 10 ma'amoros. 10, the Maharal says, is a completion. It's a full unit. It's an absolute complete unit. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with everything in it so that we should know that He created it. Pare came along and says, Es Hashem lo yodati es Hashem. I have no knowledge of Hashem. I don't know who your God is. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu came with 10 makos to say, I'll educate you, Paroi. I'll tell you that with a Datzach and Adash V'Yachav, with the three central messages, Hashem exists, and Hashem can control, and Hashem can do anything. That's 10. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu underscored that relating to the Yetzias Mitzrayim with the 10 Dibrois, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hoitzeisicho Meretz Mitzrayim. There you've got the centrality 10. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, as the Ramban explains, I want Klal Yisrael to have a permanent display, a permanent place where the Shekhinah will be palpable, namely a Beis HaMikdosh, where there will be 10 Nisim. Those 10 Nisim are to link us to the Aseres HaDibrois, linking to the Eser Makos, to the Eser Ma'amoros. So that is the purpose of the Ten Nisim. I recently saw the outside of Buckingham Palace, and then there was a garden party. I only saw it from the outside. I'm still waiting. Post is bad these days. But I saw that on top of the Buckingham Palace there was a standard, the personal standard of the Queen, not just the Union Jack, but the personal standard of the Queen. And that tells you that the Queen is in residence. If you're a Mashulach and you want a nice Nadova, so how do you know whether you're wasting your time? See if the flag is flying. If the flag is flying, you know the Queen. What is a nace? A nace is a banner. A nace is a banner. So the nace tells you, the banner tells you, the flag tells you that the owner is at home, that the Balabos is at home. The Eser Nisim in the Beis HaMikdash tell us that the Balabos is at home. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there in residence, and the Shekhinah is there, and the Nes is a palpable demonstration of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. So therefore, that demands something of Klal Yisrael. When we've got this place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want to show you that I am there, and we behave with Sinas Chinam, Gilah Reish, Chazon, HaVeidah Zorah, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't exist, and we're using all his gifts, Lora, we're crying for bad, we're crying for good instead of crying for bad. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, what do you need the Beis HaMikdash for? You don't need a Beis HaMikdash. You're ignoring it. You've made it chulin. I'll remove it. And that's the reason why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, because of the abuse of that, those powerful attributes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is invested in human beings, and just like with the crying at the time of the Meraglim. I want to tell you a most wonderful, so we see that they're not for nothing. That means that we, Klal Yisrael, we live for something. And the something is Hashem, and that is real, and that is solid, and that is valid, and that is permanent. And where do we see this? We see this in the most amazing way. That Yaakov Avinu had a battle, had a struggle with the Malach of Esav. And as you know, he asked Yaakov Avinu, asked him his name. And he said, Mash, what is your name? Vayishal Yaakov Vayomer Hagidu no Shemecho. Please tell me your name, Mr. Malach. Vayomer, and the Malach said, Lomo Zeh Tishalishmi. Why are you asking my name? So did the Malach acquiesce to Yaakov's request? Did he tell him his name? So Lechura, he didn't tell him his name. He said, why Lomo Zeh Tishalishmi? So you probably know that Rabbi Yehuda Leib Chasman in Or Yoel says that he did answer his question. He told him his name. He says, my name is Lomo Zeh Tishal Lishmi. Because this was the Malach of Esav. And the Malach of Esav is the Yetzirah, who are Sotan, who are Malach HaMavis. He's got all his aliases. But this is the man who lives on Dimyon. This is the power of the Yetzirah is nothing. It's the power of make-believe and imagination. It's the power of desire which is based on nothing. So Esau, for example, Esau, when he came home starving from his hunt, he said, I'm starving, that stuff is red, gimme. So that means, I don't care what it is. Lomo zeh tishalishmi. Never ask too many questions. Just do it. Like he says, just do it, enjoy, don't ask questions. The trouble with you Jews, somebody once said to me, is you think too much. You're always thinking about everything. Don't think, just enjoy yourselves. And that is Esav. It's red, I'm starving, gimme. Have you ever seen Goyim on the plane? They're in half sleep and they come, what would you like, love? Would you like bacon or cheese? And they just, whatever. And they open their mouth and down the hatch and they don't know what they don't even bother taking the wrapping off. That is the way a Goy eats. He eats, don't think about anything, just do it. Just like it, don't ask, don't ponder, don't regret. I don't regret, as they advertise, no regrets, as they advertise Coca-Cola these days, I think. Don't regret, don't think, just live like an animal and enjoy. And that is Esav. So Esav is there, Lomo Zeh Tishalishmi. Don't ask too many questions. That is Dimyon. Dimyon is based on nothing. Dimyon is based on imagination. When you hold it under the microscope of investigation, there is nothing there. It's kuloi dimyon. It's nothing there. And now listen to this, an amazing chiddush, that Yaakov Avinu was not the only one to be interested in names. Because in that particular episode, when Yaakov was fighting the Malach, and he asked the Malach, what is your name? And he told him, my name is, don't ask my identity. The Malach gave Yaakov a name. No longer will your name be Yaakov, ki im Yisrael, your name will be Yisrael. What is Yisrael? What is a Yisrael? Yisrael is the name of us, Klal Yisrael. What is the nature of Klal Yisrael? V'atem hadveikim b'Hashem Elokeichem chayim kulchem hayoyim. We are people who believe in something solid, real, tangible, emestic. V'atem is oisis emes. V'atem hadveikim b'Hashem Elokeichem chayim kulchem hayoyim. Va'ato Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu says, you now Yisrael, Ma Hashem Elokecho Shein Mochkim Liyura, it's Hashem Elokecho, V'lo Leches, B'chol Derochov, that is a Yisrael. Is a Yisrael is somebody who follows Hashem who is Emes. What is Yisrael? Look at the last pasuk of that Torah of Bereishis. Atem Eidain Hashem. If you want to know what the nature of a Yid is, what our tafkid in this world is, to be Atem, Oisis Emes, Eidain Om Hashem. You are my witnesses, says Hashem. Va'avdi Asher Bucharti, you are my servants whom I have chosen. Leman Teidu v'taminu li, believe and know me, v'tavinu and discern. Ki anihu lefonai lo noitz hakeil, v'acharai lo yihia. That is the Yisrael. That is the Yid, Pasuk in Yishaya. So what is the Yisrael? Beini uvein b'nei Yisrael oisil oilam. A Yid is a member of the Klal Yisrael that will endure forever. We are here 3,500 years after the Torah was given, and we kept Shabbos yesterday because it says in the Pasuk, Beini uvein b'nei Yisrael oisil oilam, forever. Ois has got two of the letters of Emes from Aleph to Sof. Oisi, kishesh es yomim osa Hashem es oshmaim ves oret. That is Yisrael. Yisrael are we people who believe in something which is real. The Esav is nothing. The power of Esav is nothing. It's imagery. It's imagination. Klal Yisrael are real. And that's what the Malach told him at that time. Now look at this. The word Yisrael is real. I-S-R-A-E-L. Is the Ois is real. Klal Yisrael are real. Klal Yisrael is real. That is who? God is real. We Israel who believe in Hashem is real. That is the word Israel. Just change two letters round, but the same letters. So you think it's good, it goes better. Because what is Yesh? The first two letters, the real we understand, but what is? So Yesh, what is Yesh? I can't remember whether I've told you this, but it's very, very powerful. Yesh is Hashem. Yesh is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where do we see that Yesh, we say that Israel, God is real. That is us, we believe in God is real. So where, in which way is Yesh Hashem? It's a Mishnah in the end of, everybody knows the Mishnah at the end of Shas. Osid HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lahanchil, L'chol Tzadik V'Tzadik Sholosh Meyos V'Asoro Olamos. 310. Thy Shai, Shin Yud is 310. Yesh, Shin Yud. Shenema lahanchil oy havai yesh. Yesh is I will give 310 worlds. Voitreisema malei will fill up their storehouses. I have what to bequeath to those who love me, and I shall fill their storehouses. So the Ramban in Pirush, Rambam on Mishnais says, what is yesh? Kavonas hamishnahi shekol nefesh shetiske lachay olam bo. Every yid can be zoicha to chaye olam bo. Loi soivat la'olam. That yesh, loi lahanchil oi havai yesh. Every person will inherit yesh. That was his yesh. Inside the us, there is a neshama. That neshama will never be lost. Loi soivat la'olam. Vezeo inyan yesh, says the Rambam. This is what yesh means. Kloi mehamet sius hatamidis asher ein lacheker. Something which is incontrovertible, which is indestructible, which is permanent and eternal existence. That is Yesh. It is Hashem. Yesh is Hashem. Ukiilu oima, it's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, ki oya ve Hashem noichalim es hamatzius b'muchlet. We have inside us and we will inherit that which is absolutely indestructible. That is Yesh. That is Shin Yud Yesh. Now we understand very, very well an amazing thing. In Lashon HaKodesh, which reflects the reality, if you want to know a real language, it's Lashon HaKodesh, there is no verb to have. You cannot say in Lashon HaKodesh, I have. You cannot decline a verb that doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. Liyos, Leshev, Lamoy, Ledaber. How do you say to have? You can't. All you can say is Yesh Li. Yesh Lecha, Yesh Lanu. Well, why is that? Because intrinsically nobody can have anything. La Hashem Horetz Amaloya. Everything belongs to Hashem. How can you say you have anything? So we say Yesh, it belongs to Hashem, Yesh. And Li, he allows me to call it my own. V'chasda Godel, he allows me to make a kinyan. And that is Yesh Li. So Yesh, all you can say is Yesh. So therefore that is Yesh. Yesh is Hashem, and real, Ro'el is real, Yesh, so it's not by mistake. And just in case you want to know, if you want to know the, if you like, Gamazel Umazel, the one against the other, of Klal Yisrael against Esav. Esav, as you know, is the Zayd of Amalek, and Amalek is Mikra, everything is Mikra, and the Torah says, if you go ve'im telech imi keri, v'olachti af ani imochem bekeri, So that, if you like, the three letters which symbolize Esav and his cohorts are Keri, Kuf Resh Yud. Keri is Bikamatria 310, exactly the same as Yesh. So we have Klal Yisrael, we are the Yesh people, and on the opposite you've got Esav and the Malach, which is nothing, it's all Mikra, it's nothing, and that is Keri, and it's Gamezel Umazeh. There's got to be everything in this world that has to have an equal and opposite, like the Newton's laws of motion. Every action has an equal and opposite reaction. So there is Yesh and there is Keri, and we, Klal Yisrael, is real. We are the people who are real, we are permanent. We have within us a Yesh, and therefore that which we believe in, that we stand for, is real. And that was said at the same time, the depiction of Esav, and your name will now forever be Yisrael. That's what we see, living for reality. Rav Nebenzahl, the Rav, he says an amazing thing. The Rav in the old city, Talmud of Rav Shlomo Zalman Oybach, Zatzal, Rav Nebenzahl is Shlita. He brings an amazing Gemara in Brachos Yitzayin. Rabbi Alexandri, Bosa de Matzlom Ahochi, Rabbi Alexandri used to say after he finished davening, Ribbono Eilomim, Goloi v'yodua lefonecho, you know well, Sheretzeinenu las Retzeincho, we want to do what you want, Hashem. Umim Akev, who stops us? So'er Shebe Iso, v'shibud Malchiois. The fact that we're living amongst the Goyim and being influenced by them, and the So'er Shebe Iso, the yeast in the dough. What is the yeast in the dough? Yeah, so it's the Yetzahara, Yehirotzim Alfanecho, Shetatzileni Meyodoim Venoshuv, Lasois, Chukei, Ritzainecho, Belev of Sholei. That was his tefillah. What is the comparison between yeast and dough and the Yetzahara? So Rav Nebenzahl says, Azoi, you will know that when you add yeast and flour and water, the dough rises. What is it that makes the dough rise? Is the dough increasing in volume? It isn't. It's producing carbon dioxide. There is a proliferation of carbon dioxide. So it's a gas. Carbon dioxide is a gas. So the yeast, the So'er Sheb Isa, is a gas. What is a gas? It's nothing. You put your finger in, the finger of reality, and it falls in on itself. That means that the carbon dioxide, I just want to say, Agav, and it's my own theory. Everybody, the secular world is worried about the greenhouse gases, about the proliferation of carbon dioxide. Why do you think there is a proliferation of carbon dioxide? If carbon dioxide is the gas which symbolizes the Yetzirah, call it a proliferation of the Yetzirah. When two gentlemen can get married with the blessing of David Cameron, who will be Masada Kiddushin, and sign on the Kesuba, then you can understand very, very well why you've got a proliferation of carbon dioxide. It's not, that means that the solution to the problem is not putting your rubbish in brown wheelie bins. The solution is to restore morality to a world in which morality is not there. But that is the Yetzirah. It's illusionary. The Yetzirah is a gas. It looks real. It looks big. It appears enormous. You imagine it's undefeatable, but it's not. Because the imagination is always greater than the reality. You know yourself, you're hungry, you see a beautiful bun full of cream, and you bite it, it's like soap, and it's like soapy margarine. And as soon as you have your first bite, you wish you wouldn't have spent the £3.99 on this creation. So the imagination is always greater than the reality, because that is the so'er. So that is that. So he says, the Gemara in Chulin Kuvtes says that no Jew should ever feel deprived. Called the Osalon Rachmona Shoron Kavose. Whatever is forbidden, there is a kosher substitute. You would love to eat blood, you can have liver. Chelev, you'd love to have chelev of behema, you can't have chelev of a chayo. You'd love to eat chazir. Well, you can mucha de shibuta, the brain of this fish called a shibuta, is bacon flavored. And there's only one thing, and it gives you a whole list. There's only one thing for which there is no kosher substitute, and that is a gid hanosha. The Gemara doesn't say that there's a kosher gid, a substitute for a gid hanosha. And he explains, why is that? Because gid hanosha has no tam. Ein boy tam. So you can't substitute it with anything. And why has it got no tam? How did we get the... Why is the Gita Noshe? Because that's the Koyach of Esau. Esau managed to strike Yaakov and injure him, and the Mahus of Esau is Ein Boi Tam. This Malach, this Yetzer Hara, is imagination. Ein Boi Tam. There's nothing there. Put the light of reality on it, and you'll see that it's gone. It's nothing there at all. And that's why the Gemara tells us in Gemara and Sukkah, Losid Lovoy, maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yetzer Hara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring the Yetzer Hara of Sheikhtai, Bifnei Tzadikim Ve'erashoim. Tzadikim, they'll think that the Yetzirah is a mountain. Har Gavoya, Rishoyim, the Yetzirah will appear to them like a thread, like a chut asara. And they're both going to cry. The Tzadikim and the Rishoyim are going to cry. The Tzadikim are going to say, how were we able to overcome this huge mountain? And the Rishoyim will say, how were we not able to overcome this little thread? So what's pshat? Pshat is the Yetzirah is imagination. When you resist the imagination, when you control yourself, as we all know well, it appears huge. The Yetzer is huge. That means it's the most delectable, it must be the most enjoyable. It's a shmak. Shlomo HaMelech says, Mayim genuvim yimtoku. Stolen waters are sweet. What's that sweet? So Rabbi Avigdor Miller explains that stolen water has no taste, no color, and no aroma. And so therefore, who should ever want it? Put the word forbidden on it, and all of a sudden it's got an aroma, and it's sweet, and I must have it, the most geschmacka thing in the world. As soon as something becomes forbidden, there's a yetzer, I want it, and when you want it, it's like a huge mountain. And the tzaddikim, the giborim, all of us who are withstanding yetzeras every single day, the blandishments and the wiles of the evil Yetzirah, we think that the Yetzirah is huge. The goyim know better. The goyim who indulge in the Yetzirah, who are mafkir themselves to the Yetzirah, they know there is nothing there. It's a little thread. There's nothing there. It's gornish with gornish. So, and we see that. You imagine the goyim should be the happiest people in the world. It's mutaloch, mutaloch, mutaloch. They can read, do what they like, eat. And they should be dancing the horror in the street. And they're going around with their grungy, miserable faces, and the happy people are Ivdues Hashem Basimcho Klal Yisrael. But that's it. So I just want to finish off with the most beautiful maimer of Rabbi Dessler on Shtei Halechem. If we want to know what is reality, this is what it is. He says that on Shavuos, the Torah tells us we've got to bring Shtei Halechem. What is this Shtei Halechem? I'll read what he says. Al kei nikru mincho chadosho. Why is the Shtei Halechem called mincho chadosho? Ki chol asoga b'chol madrega hi chadosho legomri. Every new madrega that we attain is a chidush. Oilom acher mamash. Klape ha-madrega shalamata mimenu compared to the previous madrega. Bin yonei ha-oilom hazeh ksiv, ein kol chodosh tachas ha-shamish. In the world there is no chidush. Everything is the same. Ki kan lo yishayach klal dover chodosh. Because everything is the same. Kina, taiva, covered. You read a newspaper. What is the news in a secular newspaper? It's the same. It's kina and it's taiva. It's sport, entertainment, and politics. It's kina, taiva, and covered. The names are different. The faces are different. But in reality, it's nothing. Because the Ummah Sa'ilam, the secular people, they've got all the spiritual attributes that we have. They've got a neshama like we have. So therefore, they've also got idealism, dedication, ambition, loyalty, but they use it for football. They use it to kick a leather ball and honor for politics, for their own honor. So they're living a life where they're using, where it's all for nothing. They're using great stuff, all for nothing. And so that's what Shlomo HaMelech says, Ein kol chodosh tachas ha-shemesh. There's nothing new. It's the same story repeated. It's a different hand putting the pint of beer to the lips, but it's the same pint of beer, it's the same activity. There's no chidush. Ki kan lo yishayach klal dover chodush. Kol hatayv shovis. Kol ha-segim ha-gashmim midu achasein. It's all the same. Kasha yasmi do odom b'tayva. And of course, you've got to increase your tayvas, because you get used to a tayva, you've got to go to the foreign places for your tayvas. However, what is reality? Reality is dover zehu giloi godo elomazir shemaves amitas v'emuna umasikus avoidas Hashem. Ki beruchnias, in our world of spirituality where we're connected with Hashem, b'chol nekuda nekuda shel aliyah, in every single place of aliyah, every nisayan, moitze odom es atzmoi b'oilam chodosh she'em bo yeshiva v'dimion l'moshe kodam. Every one of us is serving Hashem in an individualistic way. Because no two people are the same. Altodinus chaveira shatagim and kaimai, which is never. Every person, we are the product of our individual circumstances, our talents, our capabilities, our nisyonos, and therefore every one of us is doing avodas Hashem in a manner which nobody has ever done before. And that is a chidush. Every person's day is full of chidushim in being able to serve Hashem. The shira that we can sing individually to Hashem, nobody else can do. Nobody can replicate anybody's avodah. There's no need to be jealous of anybody, because what I'm doing is unique to Hashem, and everybody is the same. And that is reality, and that is chidush. Ein kol chodosh tachas Hashemesh, lamayla min Hashemesh. In the world of Torah and Emes, that's where the Emes of chidush. That's where life is. Life is for the people who are members of Klal Yisrael, who know that life is real, Hashem is real. Remember, God is real. We are the people who believe in Hashem, which is real. Help us to cling to Him with loyalty and devotion, and be zeichet to Chaim, us, our family, and the whole of Klal Yisrael. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.